Let's start from page Nun Beis Amid Aleph, page Ches. Nemonis Haroifim, do you believe doctors? When a doctor tells you something, do you believe him? So the Gemara here, interesting.
The next one we're going to have is like a
lawyer.
Hagemara via Maisa Sheviu Kupa Malaya Atsamos Lebes Akneses Shel Tar Soyim. They brought a box of bones into the base Akneses of the Tar Soyim of the smiths. What kind of smith is the Tar Soyim?
Coppersmith.
The Nichnas to this Sarofis, the Shiloh was is a Metam Ba'oil. You need, in order to Metam Ba'oil, you need a full skeleton, or the majority of a skeleton, of a full, all the bones of a skeleton. The Nichnas to this Sarofis, he was the expert, the master doctor. V'chol haroifim, v'chol haroifim, imo livdak at samos elu imhei mimeis echad oy mishnei meisim v'amru haroifim ein kan shedra mimeis echad. You don't have the spinal column of one mace. V'alpi divrei donu chachamim b'din hoat samos. Based upon their determination, these were not talmidei chachamim, and they were believed. We believe their medical expertise was accepted, and it was decided that there was no tumah. Mikach. Now here we want to bring around the fact that the Chacham did not rely upon Todos. Why does the Gemara need to go out of its way to tell us that you brought in Todos and all of the doctors? The Chol HaRoifim, it was not enough, one doctor, one opinion was not enough. Bikach Shaloi Samchu HaChachamim Al Todos HaRoifim Levadoi El Huzchuchu Linemonu Shel Kama Roifim Lohitzi Alpiyam Nicheskas Tuma Tuma. In order to determine that we don't have a full spinal column of one mace, so there's no Tumas Oyel. Don Hashoylo Meshiv Loichiach Benogel Ledin Machedim Shen Roifei Echo Levadoi Neman. Fascinating issue that one doctor is
always go for a second opinion.
This really is brought in Shulchan Aruch. If you have a situation where a person is a choyle and he wants you to be Mechal Shabbos, and the doctors say no, he doesn't need. Well, let's say the choyle says I'm okay. I don't call Atzal. I'm fine. I'll pass. This sensation that I had in the past, it's okay, it'll pass. And there are three doctors in the room, in shul. And two doctors say, call Atzalah. And one doctor says, don't call, the whole way around. What else? So the Shulchan Aruch deals with all the different systems. Today we'll be Machmer, of course. We'll call out. If one doctor will say, call Atzalah, you'll call Atzalah, and one wants to take a chance. But in Shulchan Aruch, there are simanim in Shulchan Aruch how to deal with situations where there are chiluke deois among doctors. And generally, you follow the majority. So here we have a situation where we have one doctor. One doctor is telling us to do something very important. Okay, they're not telling us what the shaila is. You receive this gemara that you need the raif of a chol haraif, and one is not enough. I don't know the svarim. Sha'af v'shnei raifim lo yidai. Even two doctors are not enough. Sharei nichnas todos haraif v'chol haraifim imoi ayin sham. Next. Nidoi nemonis haroifim, this issue of the do we have faith in what doctors tell us, sumach lekis gedele ben apoiskim ein berivash v'chassam sefer, uve, I don't know what that sefer is.
Crazy place.
Crazy place, okay. Shekosvu shen lismach al haroifim rak b'shabbos v'yom ha-kippur mitam sofek b'kuach nefesh. The only time we generally believe a doctor is when the doctor is machmir and tells us it's bikuach nefesh, we have mechal Shabbos. Avoloi b'shar ha'isurim period. U'v'shut sholom eshev, u'v'es yitzchak kosu sh'aroifim heim begeder umin deloi mare umnoso. They don't want to harm their sterling reputation, and therefore it's not kedai for them to lie, to make a mistake, because no one's going to use their services. Another reason is mirsas, because it's going to be revealed. They're going to make a mistake. You're going to do a second opinion. It's going to be discovered they made a mistake. And therefore, something which milsa da'avide ligluye, something which is yet to be revealed, you don't have to debate the issue. It's like I remember I was sitting next to someone and he was going to be the Baal Koyre. So someone walks in, a real expert Baal Koyre walks in, and he asks, who's the Baal Koyre here today? Who's going to be laning today? So this fellow picks up his head, oh, you're laning. So he was embarrassed, because this person was an amateur. And the mumche was here. So he was embarrassed to lay in front of the mumcha. He didn't want to. He says, "Oh, you lay, you know the parasha. It's a hard parasha." So the amateur, he was a humble person. He didn't want to know. He didn't want to brag in front of the mumcha. So he said, I don't really know the parasha that well." So the mumcha said, "Milsa da'avide ligluye." You don't have to be humble. We'll soon see. Milsa da'avide ligluye.
The proof is in the pudding.
We'll see what's going to be in a few minutes. Same thing, a doctor. No doctor is going to start playing games. It's milsa davide ligluye memela meikar hadin. One doctor is neman. When it comes to a halachic issue, one doctor is neman. I guess in this issue, a doctor tells you that you have a skeleton, a whole skeleton of one human being, and therefore the place is mitame be'oyel, and all of the kohanim have to leave the building. Milsa davide ligluye.
How?
Another doctor will come. It's can be determined. They're experts. So the other doctors that will come and check the facts. Yeah. And if it's... What?
Take DNA from the bones to figure out...
In a chanami. So
nowadays.
And nowadays. DNA. Okay, so this is the basic yisa. The basic yisa, therefore, we generally do believe doctors are professionals. They don't want to harm their profession. And it's something which will be revealed by others as well. And therefore, we believe in Gaim B'Maharik. He concludes... Even when it comes to chashash of karis, and this nogea very much when it comes to inyanei ishus, nida, fertility issues, and there can be, I don't know all the pratim, I just heard there can be very complicated halakhic issues on different types of situations. If a woman is called a nida, and there can be different health issues involved. And if one doctor is going to tell you that the reason why there's dam is for this reason, and it's not dam nida, and do they really know what they're saying? Maybe they're making a mistake. Maybe this situation can be something different, and really it is dam nida. If it's dam nida, then she's a nida. If she's a nida, then it's karis. So no. The Marik says, so you go to a doctor. The doctor tells a woman that it's not damnida, and therefore it's okay. Now, I don't know what the safer state, the social table stands for. You know what it stands for? I don't know what it is. Kosav Shagam. I always forget what that stands for. What?
Zrachi
Halevi? Sarishain?
Yeah.
Zrachi? How do you pronounce it?
Zrachia.
Harav Zrachia Halevi. The Harosh Savri came. They agreed. The Ayin v'Chasam Sefer Shekosu Shrak Al Klal Shekenu Teva Ne'emonim V'Loy Al Achole BeProtis. Okay. In general, I'm not sure what he means by that. Not on an individual. An individual. It all depends. Every situation is different. V'Toli B'Chol Inyan V'Inyan L'Gufay Sheyesh Pam Shehu Inyan Ne'emonis Mokin Kuch Nefesh V'Binyani Yisur V'Karis Ayrayis. Basically, you can't generalize. You can't generalize. Every single situation is different, and we have the general rule of thumb. Lemare chaskayu. A person does not want to in his profession. Also, it's needed that he legally. Those two principles are important. That's why we generally do believe a doctor. Next halacha. Hachnosas mace the base hakneses. This is a hot topic. Are you allowed to bring a mace into base hakneses for a levaya? Okay, this is very common, especially out in New York, even over here. Sometimes they want to have a funeral in a shul. Is this permitted? So generally, the answer is no. Maisa sheviu in front is okay, but to bring the mace into the shul itself, into the mace akness itself, into the lobby. Maisa sheviu kupa maleat samas. What was the story of the Gemara? They brought a box full of bones to base aknesses shell tarsoim into the base akness of the coppersmiths. Okay, that's the Gemara. Now that is fascinating. They brought a mace into a base aknesses. What right do you have to bring a mace into the base aknesses?
Why did they bring it into the coppersmiths though?
Ma'is shoroya kachoya. I don't know. The chokmas adam. Cover the mace. Let's see. But even just because it's a cover for the mace, not to violate the halacha. That's the ultimate cover. Let's see.
In front
of the base akness, but not to bring it into the base akness itself. Let's see. Kosav, the chokmas adam, kosav, chokham, the chokham, wolf, the goin, chokham, the loof, the goin, machnis. don't know what the word is. Chacham ve'aluf. Aluf means a chief. A chief. Someone, a leader in the nation. Ve'goin. And a very great person. Machnisin oisoy lebeis hamidish. Machnich namita b'mokam shoyadorish. Ve'soyftam oisoy sham. A chacham, aluf, and a goin. His aron is brought into the beis medish. They put his meat in the location where he stood and taught Torah. And they eulogize him in that location. Yes, that it's common over to the Rosh Hashivas, Rabbanim, Rosh Hashivas and Rabbanim, their coffin is brought into the Beis Medrash. Yes, Meisim was in the Pike Shul, Pike Street Shul, and which is now a Buddhist, which is now a, what is it now? It's a North Korean Buddhist temple, but it was once a store. It turned into a store, turned into the shmatis. They were just hanging shmatis out there, who knows. Okay, whatever it is. But this is seen, of course, by Talmidei Chachamim.
There were a few of the Gedolim at that time that were always in that shul.
That davened in that shul. Okay, let's see. Vera Olai, let's see what it says. Vera Olai Hamaisa. Okay, let's see what it says. Vira olai hamaisa sharosh osu kein ladonenu marono rabono rabon shulkobin agoila michutani rabilio chosid shuhu yodum of forsum lucholo ilam lugoin luchosid viochid bidaro uminenu lamdu lasso scam kein lini sharoits and lichabdoi valeim nemar. So he says over here that the people saw, they took this, his mechutin, whoever is running this over here, that Chacham they brought in this very big Talmud Chacham into the Beis Medrash, which was done kedasu chedin, and people liked it. They said this is a great idea. So now every person who dies, we're going to do the same thing. We're going to give cover to the person by bringing the person to the Beis HaKnesses to be maspid. So he says it's terrible. The reason why they brought in my mechutin, whoever it was because he deserved it, because he was an aluf, a goin, he was a chacham. But an ordinary person, you're not allowed to bring their coffin into the Beis HaKnesses. It is what's considered that tovohu. Apply the pasuk that tetamu es mikdashi. You have defiled my sanctuary. Ubevadai garmin ro lemeis bezeh. Think about the dead body. You're causing him ra. There's going to be a kitrek on his neshama. Why his neshama was the source of tumah in the Beis HaKnesses? No difference. Luchar, it's the same thing. There's no difference.
The gra.
Yeah.
To be buried with a tzitzis, right?
I don't know.
His fourth census.
The fourth one. He buried with that census.
The fourth one.
And what happened was on the way down, it grabbed on a piece of wood and tore.
A tore, so it was not fulfilled.
So the same thing there that the Harris did.
I think how Tom caught up on
it. It grows in a different mandrake.
Ubevadai garmim rol lemeis bezev veroy levatel zeh shaloy lahachnes shum meis beis haknes beis hamedish. It's the wrong thing to do. It's the wrong thing only for the Rav or the Rashiva, to Talmidei Chachamim. They are the ones, an ordinary person, it's not the proper thing to do. Ulam shud maharam shik. However, the acholkim, like every other controversial topic, they're all different, those who are acholik. Nishal al zeh sharei mevur became shlochanach vemedish amru shachniso yes rabbeinu. That they brought in Rabbeinu HaKadosh B'Yudches Batei Kinesios V'Heshev Maharam Shik. So therefore they see from this Chazal that Rabbeinu HaKadosh was brought in. They did bring Rabbeinu HaKadosh. Now I don't know what the kasha is. Rabbeinu HaKadosh was Gadol Hadar. V'Heshev Maharam Shik Shetosh Hashol B'Kavonis HaKoch Masadam. He didn't understand Shabavadei Gam Hu Moedesh Shabechai Gav Netzoch Lachnes. So that's exactly the point. Everyone who is the Gadol Hadar, you're allowed and you should bring it to the Beis HaKnesses. The Chumoy Shekos V'Chamos Ad Ma'atzmei V'Av She'in Gedet HaMachocham B'Zmanim. Even though, now here's touching upon something very, very interesting. B'Zman Hazeh, the Talmidei Chacham in our generation would have been considered nothing. I can't say nothing, but would not have been considered on the level to compare to what was in early generations. So that doesn't make a difference. Every generation is judged according to what people perceive. Everyone is judged on what they are perceived. The av shen get on the chacham as many mikomokam bigoyim v'chas v'yachad b'doro kigra like the gro chutu la'achnisa lebeis hakneses uvedivrei malkiel kosav uveitim halalu hurgulu l'achnis mitos anoshim beinoinim. Look what's going on with manazet. They're bringing in ordinary average people lebeis hamedrish lahaspidam v'hu sheloi kedin. He makes a macha la'achnis meis lebeis hakneses. Period. period. Vinei b'shut chayim biyad heid. I don't know who that sefer is. He testified sheminik ur izmir. Shekol Rav Marbitz Torah Kishmalichim Oysel Beis Hakvaris Machnitzim Oso Baron El Soich Beis Hakneses Umanichim Es Baron El Gabi Salvesul Lufnei Hachechol VeHarav Hasheni Mishneloi. He stands there on the side. Who was assisted? Come Mekomei VeDorei Sholof. So in Izmir, that was the custom that the Rabbonim were eulogized in the Beis Hakneses. V'chein. By the one that's going to take over, by the Mishnah, the one that's going to take over. V'chein b'talu mois leiv kasav shekeinu hamidik b'chanal be'ezer ayaros u'moisif al beroiv tefutzos yisrael v'gabi arkodesh yushalayim tibane v'sikoinein ein machnisin lebeis hakneses afilu arayne shal harav harishon ayin sham. So he says that in Yerushalayim the minig is, and you have to know if this is true today, the minig in Yerushalayim is never to bring a mace into the beis hakneses, even the rav his mita. In the front, there's a very big difference, the front and inside the Beis HaKnesses. But he says, we'll be in front, but not inside the Beis HaKnesses itself. Uvishut melame lehoyel, nisha. It was a terrible thing that happened, a tragedy. But that's not, that wasn't against Halacha to bring in the Sheva Levi. Unless he gave it Tzava, did he give it Tzava? There are differences.
No, the Tzava was they shouldn't bring it.
They should not bring him in. Because he made a personal Tzava in Achnami. That's a very frightening story.
So he put a memorial in front of the steps of the guys who were killed, and the other people keep on knocking it over every day.
Uveshud melame lohoyel nishal miparnasei kilos acha patiras marenu ben hagoyin marenu harav azriel hildesheimer. Irasham. So the question was this: are they allowed to bring his aron irasham lohavias mitosel besakneses ulhaspid hasham veheishav hinei hachochmas adam misraim. So everyone is quoting this chochmas adam. He complains that it shalikadin alaminik shenoygim lachnes hames lebesakneses because of shirak lagro only the grosh yochid bidoyro yasukain. Even a choshev rashiva, this very great person from Hildesheimer, who very chosh, yeah, does
he was,
not
he was the
greatest of the great, but he was not, he did not hold him to be on the equal level of the Gra. Okay, he did not hold him to be the Yochid B'Darai. Reino Hamaram Shik Hasa Taasa Tavlan Livre Hachachmas Adam Shikasav Shadina Nachon Nebarer Amnam the Idan the Dan. So he goes on to say, even though it's true the Chachmas Adam is correct, but in our generation in Safik Shemut Lahachnas Aron Shalabenu Rabenu Hachof Mem. What's the Chof Mem stand for?
Hareini Kaparis Mishkavoi
Lebeis Hakneses Ki Hu Hoye Gam Kain Yochid Bidoroi Dor Yosan Eshkol Ish Shakolboy. He was an Eshkol Ish. Everything Shakolboy Kedusha Tahara Harifus Bekiyas Veherich Sham Oy Bimalos Vesim Mikasa Shulchem Mishem Kavoy HaTorah VeHavoydu Gimlas Chasadim Roy LaHakness Mitos Lebeis Hakneses LaHaspid Hasham. It's a very good comment. Vehoysev Sheyishama Ungran, Shemachnisim Aron Rav Godol lebeis Hakneses. Tachin Asu laRoina Shel Marino Rav Argoin Rav Ksav Soif is Atzal. Tachin Hidu Shachnisa Yes Aroina Shel Rabbi Kiva Eges Atzal lebeis Hakneses. Ve'ain Kan Beis Michush, and there's nothing to be worried about. Uveshur Beis David Hevi B'Shem HaRambam B'Pe'er Hador U'Mi'Oy Poiskim She'ain LaHakness Hanes lebeis Hakneses. It seems that the Rambam in the Sefer called the Pe'er Hador, the Rambam Paskin there, and I don't know who this referring to, you're not allowed to do this. I'm the halicha Shlomo. Okay, Rav Shlomo Rasha Goyin, Rav Shlomo Zalman Arbach, Hoira Sheloi Lahachnis Mitas Niftar Lebeis Hakneses Vegam Hoira Lebeis Shlomachnis Mitosai Toichel Kodesh Lishiva Oibes Medesh. When he died, he gave the tzava that they should not bring his oroin into his base medesh. So this is a very controversial. Yeah. Custom, and every place does what they want to. I remember many, many years ago, I took a course in rabbinic training from the National Council of Young Israel. It's a fascinating, fascinating course. We had every 2 weeks, two major league rabbanim came down, and they each spoke for about 2 hours apiece. And in between, they served dinner. And there were about 50 people, 50 students in the group, and it went on for a year. We must have had about in total between 15 and 20 presenters, and these were all, each one was the top of their field, and it was very, I guess they had a lot of money in those days. It was free. You had to be a smicha student to get into the program, but the rabbanim were all paid to come down and speak, and they provided a very nice dinner. And I remember Faskowitz Is he still weird? Is he still a Rav? He's still a Rav in Canarsie.
He's in Queens. He's now in Hillcrest.
Hillcrest now?
There's a yeshiva also.
There's a yeshiva? Yeah.
So he was one of the presenters.
Old shul from Rabbi Flum. He took a Flum, went to the white shul. He moved into that shul,
and he's still there now.
Yeah, the Hillcrest.
So he was fascinating. I remember he had a lot to say about a lot of things in Rabbanus. He was really heavily steeped, and he was friendly at that time with Netanyahu. Netanyahu at that time was prime minister. That was on his first time, and he was one of Netanyahu's advisors. Netanyahu would call him occasionally to get a feel on the Orthodox community in America, to get a feel of what's going on in the world of politics, in order to have a sense.
And
he spoke Faskowitz. So he told us, he had a lot of very interesting things. One of the things he told us is that in Canarsie there was a Maishahaya where a person was nifter. And they wanted to make a connecting flight. They wanted to take the maids to Eretz Yisrael, and everything had to happen. Everything had to happen, in a heartbeat to do the tahara. And they didn't have a place. The pasha did not have a chapel where they could make a respectable levaya. And they basically, many rabbonim and everyone was involved in doing this very quickly, and everything was happening so quickly. Someone made a decision they can have the levaya in the shul, in his shul in Canarsie. Or maybe it wasn't that. How many shuls are in Canarsie? Whatever the shul was. And they had the levaya, and after the levaya, they got a lot of flack. He got a lot of, what right? This was not a Rosh Hashiva. One of the Balabatim. What right did you have to make a levaya in the Beis HaKnesses just because you were pressured for time and there was no other place to make the levaya? You don't do that. You don't go make a levaya in the Beis HaKnesses. So he was giving us different examples that you learn from experience. You make big mistakes. He thought, Beis HaKnesses, Shaila, you do, you don't, here. But the other rabbanim in the community, or people that were in contact, they were very, very upset that they felt that this was shaloi kedin to make a levaya in the Beis HaKnesses, even though it is done. If you go out of town, you go out of New York, the metropolitan area, when you have more, they don't have chapels. They don't have Jewish chapels. So the heter is that the shul is built al tanai. That's the common heter. Every time we build a Beis HaKnesses bizman hazeh, it does not have the full-fledged Kiddush of the Beis HaKnesses. That's why you can talk Lashon Hara, yeah. And that's why you can have a Kiddush, and that's why you can announce the scores of the Mets and the Dodgers. That's why all of these things are, because there's a Tanai, you can eat, you can sleep, you can do all of these things. So some want to extend the heter of having Levayas in the Beis HaKnesses based upon the Tanai. However, others say, even though we make a Tanai, but you own the Tanai, is only things that are mine. You can't go make a tie. You can't go make a show a movie. No one's going to allow you to go into Beis HaKnesses and show a movie.
Oh, really?
That's already going to the extreme. Community board meeting. We're going to have the community board meeting in the Beis HaKnesses. It's not right. Even though it's true, the Beis HaKnesses, you'll have a vart. You'll have maybe a wedding. You'll have all these other things. Okay, it's a tonight. But to go have a community board meeting in the Beis HaKnesses is going a little bit far. So suddenly having a levaya, you're bringing tumah in the Beis HaKnesses. It's not necessarily accepted. Here, another very big shaila is eishes chaver kechaver. So this also done. Okay, Rebbetzin Feinstein. Sure, her levaya was in the Beis Medrash in MTJ, in the Beis Medrash itself. So the same rule that applies to the Gadol Hadar, to the Rav, also applies to the wife of the Gadol Hadar, the Rebbetzin, which Meikar Hadin, you don't see it, it's not common. You don't see it, but Meikar Hadin, it's mutter. If you had the Levaya for a Rashim in the Beis Medrash, it's also Meikar Hadin mutter to have the Levaya in the Beis HaKnes, Beis HaMedrash, for the wife of the Rosh HaYeshiva. In Tar V'Das, when I went to Tar V'Das, so that was at Kufa when a lot of the Rosh HaYeshivas were passing on, and there were a lot of levayas, and a lot of levayas. And then I was in Chaim Berlin. Chaim Berlin was never saw a levaya in the Beis Medrash. The first levaya, I think, was of Chaim Siegel, the menial of the Masifta. So that was the first time they ever had a levaya. And they did have levayas. They had levayas in the dining room, when there was a Talmud that was Nifter, and then there was a very Choshev, a few Choshev Balabatim and their wives, that were very, that was recently, Fruchtenhaller, his mother, so they had in the dining room, they were Choshev people that were Nifter. There was a Rebbe, Rabbi Goldstein, one of the Rebbeim was Nifter, but they had it also, Shem Goldstein, they had it in the dining room, they didn't have it in the Beis Medrash. What?
Or Yitzchak.
There was a Bochar. There was a Bochar that was Nifter, not Yitzchak, and they had it in the Beis Medrash, wasn't there, they had it in the Beis Medrash. So that's not so pashut. I'm sure they did. I have no question that they did. Al pi das Torah.
And the Rabbanim were there.
Of course, they.
No, but they're, you know, they're Kohanim, and they were there.
What, they were in the Beis Medrash?
At the what? The an exception for this particular individual.
Really? That's very strange.
I had in my shul.
They were in the Beis Medrash. They were not standing outside for microphones.
No, what I was saying is it was about Berkowitz.
Yeah.
Yeah.
And the Kohanim were.
They are Kohanim.
Yeah. And they were in the Beis Medrash.
Yep.
The Wallersteins. Okay. Whatever it is, but it's see that something like that is something you ask a shaila.
Right.
Okay, that's a very big shaila.
It's pretty heavy, yeah.
It's a heavy shaila. But generally, so in Tarbin, so in Chaimelin, they were very machmir on this. They had a Levayis outside. You have Levayis outside. You have Levayis in the dining room. You have Levayis in the lobby. The lobby, but in the Beis Medrash.
I had my shul not long after I was there, and there were a couple of Rabbanim. One of the old time members, the old very respected, venerated member of the shul, he passed away. And it's when I came, I mean, they had made the arrangements already, and they called me up and they said it's going to be in the shul. I said, what? And there were a couple of other Rabbanim coming. I said, what do you mean it's going to be in the shul? We can't. And so they said, well, what could they do? They arranged it. But at this point in time, everything worked out for the simple reason because she wasn't so from this lady at all. They had a really massive, beautiful casket.
Couldn't get it in.
They couldn't get it in. They brought it to the door, and the guys, it was so heavy, they had to lift it to go up the steps. They said, sorry, they just can't lift it.
They can't lift it, yeah.
Go that high over the railing that they couldn't do it, so it ended up staying downstairs outside like that.
Okay. This is a very, very tough. It's a very tough shiloh when the most appropriate place for the kavod, for the mace, especially in a very tragic situation, the very tragic matzav, where it would be enhanced the kavod of the mace, kavod of the tzibud of the family. So then, obviously, they do make exceptions to the rule. And noshim, eishes chaver kachaver. But you don't want to listen to Tarvadas. I never saw in Tarvadas. There were a lot of levayas in the Beis Medrash, but I never saw in the yeshiva have a levaya for a woman. Even though, I mean, obviously, there must have been chashva, the Israel Shivas at some point in time. Achamei Be'eshem, their Rebbetzins were no longer here. You never heard that the Yisui made a levaya, but Rebbetzin Feinstein, that with that, they did have a levaya in the Beis Medrash itself. Okay, next. Limud Chochmas Hanituach, are you allowed to study the art of autopsies? Are you allowed to go and take a course in how to dissect the body? The Shul of Ushay Mordechai. Kazal Yechich Ne'amaisa Shadim was besugin al Todos Harofe, Shahoy Shavada Yoda, Vulamar Es Chochmas Hanituach. He knew how to deal with an autopsy, how to cut open the body. The fact that Todos HaRofi was able to determine that this skeleton came from two different bodies, it was not from one body, obviously, he was an expert in dealing with the dead. That means he had to dissect cadavers. No question about it. Here you learn he was Jewish, and the fact that there's no objection.
What's the
pshat? Znivul Hames. Nivul hames kibit selam lokim also as Adam. A person is made in the image of HaKadosh Baruch Hu, and to cut the body open to break is a nivul hames. So that is the issue. Maybe yes, maybe not. So the herich sham ketzad mutalu.
It might be learning for the next guy.
Exactly, that's the heter. That's what he's going to go on and say. The herich sham ketzad mutalu moed zoyz migufim shel mase v'loy mase aser b'hana. More than that, it's not only nivul hames. The mase is aser b'hana. Even a non-Jewish body is also behana. So therefore, how is it permitted? What?
Kind of
a knowledge. Knowledge.
Knowledge.
Doesn't Murray Shabbos were robbed that he knew
Living there, he examined living. I think living people.
How could you do that? I mean, he did it, and they said it was.
I don't know. Maybe we'll bring it down. I'm not going to remember. Let's see what it says. Chochmas Tanituach Huskro Kvar Biyam Shel Shlomo.
Not necessarily
dead bodies. That was going when he was lucky. Let's see. Chochmas Hanituach, dissecting a cadaver Kvar is already mentioned Biyam Shel Shlomo. Shekosav Motsasi Bi Rav Yoh. Shemaisbolifona Bi Echot. What was the mice? The Shalu Rav Yoh. Mima Hoyoloy Hadovar Hazeh. The Heshev Lo Rav Yos said, "Golui Lakol Kiloseinu Ki Hayisi Choyle." Everyone, I'll tell you the story. I'll tell you a fascinating story. Everyone in the community knows I was a sick person. I couldn't walk. V'Choylech Hamakli Shachuach. I would walk bent on my staff. Ulebesoif Nichvotzu Raglay. My feet shriveled. V'Lo Hayisi Yocholelech Yosem Mishonachas. I was not able to walk, take one step even for a whole year. The Konisi Sus, so what did I do? I bought a horse. The Hiskarti Rots, you mean I hired a person to run with me, Virakafti, Le Babylonia. I went to Bavel. Le Nadiv Hanasi Rav Sheshes Horofe, to this doctor, the famous Rabbi Sheshes Horofe, whoever this person was. Uchavo, not from the day, obviously, it's a different time, Yamshal Shlom, time Uchavo, Elov, Roa, In Yoni, the Omar, Mechulu, doesn't tell us the whole story. He saw my situation. V'im tachba it's echtech l'cho habasar shaboy hatoy loas. If you want, I'll cut open the flesh. Shaboy hatolas v'nis.
There's a worm.
V'nis v'nisratzisi loy bezeh. V'yikach leizmil. He took the knife. V'yachtech makam harikavuvis im hatoy loas. He did an operation. U'miyad nispashu gidi ragli v'chol evara v'yikach tachboishes and v'riti v'rape. He gave me some medicine. I was healed. Oisi v'hinni bari kasher ein choroyas. Now, what's the point? The point is, obviously, this individual, this doctor, he knew anatomy. How do you know anatomy? Because he dissected cadavers. And he was Jewish. So obviously, you see the Yamshel Shlomo, which goes way, way back, shows that there's something.
He brings from the Ravi, who was a Risha.
A Risha from Rav Shafim. A Risha, and already, obviously, then the Rishon already, this was accepted. The fact that he quoted over here, Rav Ravi is quoting this, Rav Ravi would not quote this if there was a halakhic issue. So the Rav Chazon Nish also brings this. So, Umin, Hamefusamois Begumara. From maybe this is what you're referring to, by Romanovsky. Some of the cases of the Gemara, Hanituach Shel Hoitzos of Vlad Derech Doif, and there are stories of cutting open women's wombs to take out the Vlad. How do they know this, Assyrian? How do they know this? Obviously, they have experience. They have experience with this. Ulurayfe Ha'im Refuah Shalem, Ulurape Ha'im Refuah Shalema, Shetachsar Vitisaber Vitaled Vimitsina Shahoya Bikim, Chachmas Hanituach Hidom, Sanhedrin Dama Tulus Arofe, Ain Para, Vechazir Yates, Melaksan Shalmachim, Elim Kain Chaitim Ha'im, unless they cut out the womb. Harechem Shalom. How do they know how to cut out the womb? How do they know how to do the surgical procedure? Must be they know. They have examined cadavers. Hinei hoyu kol kach mumchem b'nituach ze ad shohoyu mina kavu alochem lasos nituach ze lechol ilah haneshlochem chutz to medina uve chasoysam al kilkelas. This was the parnasa for their Medina. Sadro Nitila Sa'im, they arranged Al Pi Raifim Mumchim Lachal Parv Chazir Hanishlachas. Because they don't want a competition, they don't want anyone to go take away their Parnasa, they should not be able to reproduce this elsewhere. They had to do this surgical procedure to prevent these animals from reproducing when they were sold to other countries. So obviously, they were experts. V'chein Hoy Bikim Lasos Nituach Levne Adam Loitzi Esat Tacholtek of the spleen. We have other examples. V'zegorim Kalois Tibitunua Sagof. The people can run quickly. The removal of the spleen in ancient times was a technique which allowed people to be runners. You want to win the Olympics? They take out the spleens. What does it mean? V'chamish in the Megillah? Maru v'usayu tanu kulam nitule techol v'chukukei kapoy saraglayim hayu. All of these people, the 50 people that ran before him, were people whose spleens were removed and who had their feet cut. They did some type of procedure on the sole of the feet to allow them to run quickly. The spleen causes the person, weighs the person down. And they took flesh from the bone on the ankle. They cut the nerves, so they would not sense any of the thorns and thistles. This only comes from experience. To know what to do only comes from examining cadavers. So it has to then mean that they certainly were, did this was permitted. And since we do not find among the Rishonim and Acharonim any opposition, position, any machog against this, obviously it's mutter. Different ingredients which strengthen the bones and cause them to become hard. When they did it to the, obviously they had to go do something to the bones. They used to run very quickly. Okay, so all he's saying over here is something just fascinating. Idea is we don't have an explicit raya that it's mutter. We don't have an explicit raya anywhere in Shas that it's mutter to dissect a cadaver. However, we don't have any raya that it's usur. And it's usur. And therefore, what you don't know is good for you. If you don't have a raya that it's usur, and we do find mice and all over Shas store different indications that it was done, and obviously the svar is that it's not being done for no good reason, it's being done in order for the ultimate benefit in society, so it's mutter. And this is a very interesting thing, this is something which we discussed last week about organ donations. How far do you go? Because the benefit you're getting from this particular mace, this mace is also bahana. It's the benefit you're going to get is way ahead. It's not the idne. If you study when you're 20 years old in medical school, 100 cadavers, maybe when you're 50 years old, you'll be presented with a situation. Oh, I remember 30 years ago, I remember a ma'isa shahoy, I learned something from one of the cadavers, it's now going to help me make a decision. That's not the idne. It's not at this moment in time. It's the big, big picture. Are you allowed to violate halacha to do things which are clearly usur now because of the big picture? In the long term goal, if everyone will do this, so in the big picture of society, it's going to be to benefit of society. Obviously, he's saying the answer is it's mutter. And once you take this idea, it becomes a very dangerous game. And that's what some person want to do when it comes to, are you allowed to give your organs? If we're going to give organs when you're alive, which basically means you're going to give up your life in order, bikuach nevesh, to save your life for someone else, even though in most of the time when you give up your life, your organ is not going to save someone else's life, but in the big picture of things, there's going to be one in a thousand where you will be saving someone else's life. Yeah.
There was a case last year, I think the former head of the Mossad was 66 or 67, and he had either a liver problem, and he was 1 year over the limit of the protocol in Israel to get a new...
Yeah.
And some religious, one of the religious organizations shipped him to Belarus and arranged for him to get a transplant, and he came back, and he's very good with the now because of it. But there's a different shadow here, because he had to go to Belarus...
I think.
Okay, so this really is.
I think that it does. Many.
Okay, let's do one more. Next is very interesting. Next, Bakoshas Mechila Mimeshe Kishe Poga Boiliachamoso. Being mevakeish Mechila from a mace achar moisai. Besugin huva Rabbi Shimon Omar al din. What? What do they do?
When they come and there's a
mess.
Yeah.
They'll ask.
The Mvakash Mechila?
Because
they came too late? Or whatever?
No. Maybe first of all, by Tahara in general, before they'll do anything, they ask Mechila before every procedure.
After the burial, they'll say, we have a Kiddush again.
I was once at a funeral and someone comes over to me and says to me, if you want, you can go in and be Mvakash Mechila. I said, I have nothing to ask. I'm sorry for. I didn't do anything to this person. What do you want from me? What are you coming to tell me? I should go into the room. I'm petrified going into the cheder. Everyone's going to look at me. What are you doing? Are you coming over here? What do you want from me? I have nothing. I barely knew the person. They thought I was one of his friends. I should go in. I should go into Mavakesh Mechila. I didn't do anything to him. I barely knew him.
Question. Why did you become a better friend?
What? I thought it was very bizarre. And then the guy next to me, they asked, so he taka went. There were a few people, they came over to the other people, they went. It was very strange. Everyone was waiting for the funeral to start. And obviously, I don't know what was going on. It was very crowded. It was a very young person. And someone came out, one of the friends came out and said, so you want to go in? You can go in privately to the room now. So
you don't have to get on to it. You can do it after the
oven
is outside, or
when the oven is outside, so then you can go over as during the levai or at the
in the chanami.
All right, I thought it was very strange, but let's see what it says over here. Of course, that's the thing. You have a situation where you did an aval to a person, you want mechila. That's a whole different story. Of course, let's see what it says. Besugin huva Rabbi Shimon Amar al din shamar Rabbi Akiva. He said concerning a din of Rabbi Akiva. If when he died he had changed his mind, I do not know. Now what does that mean exactly? He changed his mind before he died, or he changed his mind after he died in the next world? The way he interprets this is, and that's one interpretation. The Gemara seems to say, maybe it could be that Rabbi Akiva, now he changed his mind. He changed his mind. Now, because he said this, he fasted many times until his teeth turned black because of fasting. Here's the key thing that we tell Gemara. If a person has died, the one that you've sinned has died, so what do you do? You hear stories like this. Maybe Yud b'nei Adam umamidim al kivoy v'oimer chotasi l'elokei Yisrael l'ploinish zeh shechotasi lo. This is what you're supposed to go do. You're supposed to go to the Beis HaKvaris with 10 people and recite these words. B'prichodesh kosa b'shem hashul d'giborim shedin zeh amu davka b'shechot aloi b'odo b'chayim. This that you have to go to the Beis HaKvaris and be mevakesh mechila is only when you've sinned against someone, the person was still alive. V'loi hispik l'shul m'menu mechila sh'oz tzorech l'ilch mamesh al kivoy ulam. Very important difference. In loy chotel lachaveroi el liachar moisoy, the person already has died. Ain tzarich leilich al kivrei el mavakash menu mechila b'mokam sheyish shebisho. You go to the place where you embarrassed him, and that's where you ask him to try to undo the damage. And this happens. People say nasty things about people who have already passed from this world, and then they have charata, and then they want mechila. And many people, you hear stories like this. They go to the Beis HaKvaris, they ask mechila. So he said it's not going to help if the aver was done to the person after he has already died. There's no point in going into the cemetery. The best thing is to find the people in front of whom you have embarrassed him and tell them that you have made a mistake. He holds that if you mavaz a person after he has died, it also does not hurt to go to the cemetery to mavakesh mechila. I remember certain gedolim stories. You read these gedolim books, stories about people that were mavaz a gedolim after they died, and strange things started to happen to them, and they were told to go to the Beis HaChayim to mavakesh mechila. So you see from the gedolim book stories, the chilukei deis on this matter. But mikra hadin, a person does not need to go to the cemetery. It's enough to try to undo the damage where in the location where you caused the damage. Uvishud oz nidbru kasav letmoy al basa magin avram mimasha kasav mordechai al chiruf shel sheichnei ofar ilu hoye edus bedavar. If a person is mevaze, a person curses a person who has died, if there's testimony oisha hoysa moide, and the person admitted he was said something nasty about a person who was no longer here, hoye lo likach minyan, it says beferish, it says beferish that you should take a minyan v'leleches al kruas al kivroi ulevakesh mechila min ames v'harei shakos beferish Shaaf and Chiraf Le'achar Nisa. If you insult a person after he dies, Tzarech Lakachas Minyan Levakesh Mechila Al Kivrei. Beshut Siach Yitzchak Kosav Lo Hechiach Kedivrei Prichodesh Mimash Shama Bechagiga. The Prichodesh says you don't. What does he say? Shem Yeshua Paga Bikavoidan Shel Beishamai. No, maybe Beishamai Liachar Pitirosan. The Al Kolponim Loholach Bikesh Mechila Al Kivram. He was Poga Bechvoidin Shol Beishamai. He said something nasty about Beishamai after he died. And it says there in the Gemara, Beishamai went to his Kever.
So he's. The
Beishamai. It means, or I don't know. Who the Beishamai, maybe wherever it was. The Alkoholim Holach Bikesh Mechila Al Kivram, the Amu Shakol Yamav Hushcharo Shina Mibne Ta'ani Yosef. Ulam. Like he said, it's the base. The Beis Shammai. Al Kain Halach Al Kivrei Hamam. She went to the whole school. All the Talmud of Beis Shammai he went. They were buried in one location. V'yav she'ev shalom asher Rabbi Yeshua also zos lehiluch al kivrei ha migoydel chasidus. So he was not a karadino, it was a chasidus. K'mo ma she'eshu shcharu, we found that his teeth were black. B'nei Tani Yosef she'osa meyroiv chasidus. This was not a karadin. V'tzion shem shekin matzah b'shul legibor m'shul shem Rabbi Yechiel Shem Yeshua lefnim mi'shur sadin hu David. It's lefnim mi'shur sadin. Omnam the Pesach einam lachidoh. It's not a raya. When he made his comment against the Beis Shammai, they were still alive. And therefore, everyone agrees if you insult a person when they're still alive, then you have no choice but to go to the Beis HaKvaris with the minion. The Yomar, Boishni midreichem. Well, Yachar, I'm embarrassed from your words, and that's what they said to him. V'lacha kamashon, that's what he said to them. That was the insulting words. Well, Yachar kamashon, hoidol divrei Beis Shammai, he had confessed that they were right. Ulefich, that's why Nizkak Rabbi Yeshua Levakesh Mechila Al Kivram Meikar Hadin Uledvarav Ein Chocham Divrei HaGemar Bechagiga Shavei Chayu Zebechaye Beishamai Besefer Ezer Eliyahu Kosav Lechalik Bein Kishapokeh Bimei Sheloi Bifnei Bonov Lebein Kishapoga Boi Bifnei Bonov Shereze Kifargeya Biponov. If a person says insults his children, you say something nasty, you go to a base ovel. This happens all the time, unfortunately. You go to a base ovel and you say the wrong thing. You say something that's shkoga shayosim mipi hashalim. You say something nasty. So then, when you say to the children, when you want to be mevakesh mechila, then you have to go to the Beis Hakvaris. To us, sarich levakesh mimenu mechila al kivra. So sachach with the yisoid, there's something called the mevakesh mechila from a mace with 10 people, and there's a man machloikis. Is that only a reply when you did the avla was done b'chayav? If it's shaloi b'chayav, that is a major machloikis if you are mechuyif to go to the Beis HaKvaris, or you can do mechila not in the Beis HaKvaris. And then there's another shaila, what about if you say something nasty about a person to his children? To the children, that is divrei. I'll tell you a funny story. Someone was davening for the Amud. He was davening for the Amud, and one of the balabatim of the shul did not like the way he davened. He didn't like the way he davened, so he says something very nasty. Very, very nasty. Okay, so the person just accepted the insult and, you know, go weiter. That's the way the world is. A couple of months later, the person who insulted the Baal Tefila comes over and says, you know, I didn't know who you are. I didn't realize you are the son of so-and-so and you're saying Kaddish for this person. That person was a very great person. I had a lot of benefits. He did a lot of good things for me. I never knew that you were his son and you were davening and saying Kaddish for that person. And I'm very sorry. I'm sorry what I said to you. Do you forgive me? So the son was very shrewd. He said, you asking me mechila? Me, you're not asking mechila. Had you not known who I were, And you don't like the way I daven, the nasty comment is where it is. So me, you're not asking mechila. The only reason why you're asking mechila is because of my father. So if I'm not a balabas to be Michael for my father, you want to be Michael, go ask him. Go to the cemetery and go ask him mechila. Who are you asking mechila from? You're telling me the only reason why I have charata that I said this nasty thing was because now I realize who you are and who you're saying kaddish for. I would not have said such a nasty thing had I known. But me, who I am, you couldn't care less. You'd be happy to insult. So me not asking mechila, you're trying to recover for the pegima to my father, or to that person's father. So if that, I'm not a balabas to be Michael, so that, go to the Beis HaKvaris and go ask mechila. So you got to be very careful. So that, I think that story really captures what it says over here and then what it says over here.
What? To that point, I heard the same in different
context.
But he
yeah.
couldn't go to the cemetery. He was a
Kohen. So you see, so then he said, oh, it's a very another good child. So let's say it's a Kohen, very good, another good child. Let's say it's a Kohen. You didn't a real Avla. You sent Shluchim. You sent 10 people. Shluchim? You have to send people.
The sons didn't want to hear from it.
You send shluchim to the Beis HaKvaris. But it's a very interesting thing is that when you insult someone, who are you insulting? You're insulting the living, you're insulting the dead, and the nafkamina is, you have to go to the Beis HaKvaris. Yes, when it comes to mechila, yes. Shlich Maisa. Okay, let us stop here, yeah?
Why is a minyan necessary in all these actions?
Oh, yes, very, very good. You're really asking a very tough question. What is he asking? What's a minyan? A minyan is a davar shebe kedusha. Asking mechila is not a davar shebe kedusha. You're asking a very tough question. The only other place when you need a minyan is persumi nisa, Chanukah, Purim, Noshim. This is the Tosfos. Can women have mikar hadin? Women. The only place where you find the concept of women, 10 women joining together for a purpose, is from learning of the Megillah Esther. Because learning of Megillah Esther is persumi nisa. Persumi nisa. There's a din 10. So you have 10 a davar shebe kedusha, and you have 10 for persumi nisa. So you're asking the wonderful question. Why do you need 10 people to be Vakash Mechila? It's not Devashah Begdush. It's not Pesumi Nisa. So what's 10 people for? I don't know the answer.
Benching Gaimel.
Tough question.
Woman wants to bench Gaimel.
That's Devashah Begdusha. That's Devashah Baruch Hu. Davashah Begdusha. You need 10 people. But other than Devashah Begdusha and Pesumi Nisa, there's no such concept of 10 people.